Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. I hope Be'ezras Hashem bli neder to dedicate the coming couple of days shiurim to Purim, to move into the state of Purim, bli neder. But since I didn't say that in advance, tonight let's continue with Chavis Halvavis. We'll begin Shal Yichud HaMaisa. And then bli neder, tomorrow night and the next night, we will dedicate to Purim bli neder. Okay. Shal Yichud HaMaisa. So let's begin. If you have this version of Chavis Halvavis, simply open to the first page of text. I don't even have to try to apologize for my edition. Omer HaMechaber. So, the Mechaber tells us, "Mipnei shekodam amarenu b'bitochan alu l'elikim yisborach." After having discussed bitochan in the previous shahr, ra'inu lismoich loybeu ofnei chiyuv heyes kol maaseh avoyla miyuchadim l'elikim levadai. The next stage of the discussion will be dedicating everything we do in Hashem's service only to Hashem, making our focus only Hashem. Now, you might wonder, isn't that obvious? Why would I be doing a mitzvah? Why would I be taking an esrog on Sukkos? But let's see. In a general way, what we'll see right now is that the Chavis Halvavis wants to bring us to a place that not only are we doing mitzvahs with our bodies, but the mitzvahs that we're doing encompass our entire consciousness as well. And this enhances the quality of the mitzvah, the value of the mitzvah immensely as in many fold. But we'll also see, so this really involves two elements. When the Mesilas Yesharim talks about this, he clarifies that when we talk about doing mitzvahs with the wrong intent, or doing mitzvahs, I should put it differently. When we talk about doing mitzvahs without the right intent, it doesn't necessarily mean the wrong intent. There's also doing mitzvahs with no intent. Doing mitzvahs with no intent, doing mitzvahs mindlessly. We want to be in a place where we are putting our all emotionally, mentally, into the mitzvah we're doing. Now, the idea being we want it to be totally dedicated to Hashem. So there will also be the aspect of don't do it for the wrong reasons. Don't do it for reasons other than Hashem. The wrong reason doesn't necessarily have to mean a trefa reason, but it could mean reasons other than Hashem. And we want the things that we do to be as Hashem-oriented as possible. I'll give you an example. Which is going to be moving us into our practical journey through this discussion. There are people who have the minig to say, "L'chvoid Shabbos Kodesh," before they eat their chalent on Shabbos, before they eat their chicken, or whatever it is, before partaking of one of the Shabbos delicacies, they say, "L'chvoid Shabbos Kodesh, I'm doing this in honor of Shabbos." Now, the person with the very honest, blunt approach to Avodas Hashem will say, "Come on, is that true? You're eating chalent l'chvayt Shabbos Kodesh. You're eating chalent l'chvayt your stomach. It's geshmakti chalent. It's good. And that's why you're eating it. So don't say l'chvayt Shabbos Kodesh. It's fake." Meaning, l'chvayt Shabbos Kodesh would mean I am doing this now because I want to show my regard for Shabbos. So Rabbi Victor Miller said that is actually wrong. It's not true. Meaning, a person should say l'chvayt Shabbos Kodesh. Why? And here's how Rabbi Victor Miller put it. He said, let's say you have a person who is eating it mindlessly. There's chalent, he's going to eat it. Why is he eating it? He's eating it lichvayd the kishka, lichvayd the meat, lichvayd his stomach, right? And then you tell him, 1 minute, it's actually a mitzvah to eat it also. Have that in mind. So he has it in mind. How much percent is he doing it for the mitzvah? 3%. But you know what? The difference between 0% and 3% is immense. If a person now imbues 3% of L'shem Shamayim, L'chvayit Shabbos Kodesh, I'm doing this because I want to make Hashem's day into a special day, that is immense. That's immense growth. That makes his eating of challah that much more valuable. I'll tell you the truth. Even without any of this kavan, it's valuable because l'maisa, you don't make challah for Wednesday. Inherently, there's an aspect of Kvod Shabbos here. The very fact that you reserve your special suda for Shabbos is Kvod Shabbos. You're doing it with Kvod Shabbos. But when the person's actually thinking about it, and it's true, it's still 97% lichvod my stomach. But 3%, I've just upped it from 0% to 3% that I am doing lichvod Shabbos, that I am doing lichvod Hashem. That is an immense achievement. And therefore, on the contrary, you're going to take the approach of, oh, come on, it's not honest. So what do you want to do? You want to lock yourself into, I'm not doing lichvod Shamayim, I'm not doing it lichvod Shabbos, and therefore I'm going to lock myself into that. I'm going to ensure that for the rest of my life it stays lichvod my stomach. That's the idea. No, we want to inject more L'shem Shamayim into our action. And not 100%. So therefore nothing. So to a large extent, as we'll be moving through this, this will be a perspective to apply many of the things we'll be discussing practically. We want to be enhancing our state of consciousness. We want to be enhancing our intent when we're doing mitzvahs in order to be doing them for Hashem. You know what? This handed me my Pesach. This handed me my entry into Purim. This way I can do it in the context of Chavis Halvamas. We want to enhance our Purim. If we want to enhance our Purim, this is a basic kavana that we can have. Spoke about this Shabbos 2 weeks ago, but let's talk about it now also. A basic kavana that we can have is to appreciate the fact that we're alive. What are we celebrating on Purim? What we're celebrating on Purim is the fact that we should have been dead by today. Had Haman had his way, and that really was where things were headed, that really was the natural course of events. Had Haman had his way, none of us would be sitting here today. And you know what? We woke up on the 14th day of Adar, and we were still there. It was on the 13th day of Adar, we were all supposed to be wiped out. And at the time, that seemed very, very real, very, very likely. That was the state of affairs at the time. When the Jews woke up on the 14th day of Adar, they had a very busy day on the 13th. They were busy fighting. When they woke up on the 14th day of Adar and they were still alive, it was a new lease on life. All of a sudden, they had a new appreciation for life. All of a sudden, you experienced the fun in waking up in the morning. We often tend to experience life as a given. We have life, and now the only question is, what can I do to enjoy it? But to enjoy the very fact that you're alive, to enjoy the very fact that you exist. And therefore, as we've often mentioned, the Bach tells us that that's why the celebration on Purim is physical. It's partying. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the day is to party, right? Why? The Bach tells us, well, because the decree was against the bodies, and Hashem saved our bodies, and therefore we celebrate with our bodies. We have to understand that there is profundity here that can really enhance our Purim. The idea is you receive the body as a gift. You receive life as a gift. Focus on that and experience it and appreciate it. When you sit down at the Purim Suda, you want to enhance its value immensely. You want to imbue it with a Kavana L'Shem Shamayim that's simple. It's not very complicated and not very lofty. Think for a minute. I am now going to focus on experiencing my body. I'm going to check if I'm alive or not. How am I going to tell if I'm alive? I'm going to take a hamantash and put it to my tongue. Reb Aryeh, you can do this with other things also. It doesn't have to be a hamantash. But I'm going to take a hamantash and I'm going to put it to my tongue. And if I can taste the sweet taste, that's a simon that I'm alive. And you know what? I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to enjoy my body now with the appreciation of the fact that Hashem granted me that body. So when you sit down at the Purim Suda, this is not very complicated. This is not very complicated. It doesn't require you to pull out all kinds of sfarim. Just think that. Think, I am alive. I have a body. And now I am about to experience my body big time. And I'm going to do that with a focus of appreciating the fact that Hashem granted me that body, that it wasn't a given, and Hashem's giving it to me. Now, really, this goes a step further. This goes a step deeper. But you know what? That will save it tomorrow. But here, I'm saying it again. Today was a Chavis HaVavis year. Today was not a Purim year. I'm using Purim as an example in the context of what we're learning here in Chavis HaVavis in terms of starting to develop this mentality of Yichud HaMaisa, this mindset of doing things L'Shem Shamayim. As from Jews who are already living a life of Torah and Mitzvahs, we want to imbue it with more intent L'Shem Shamayim, with more consciousness L'Shem Shamayim. We want Hashem to be even more a part of our service of Him. We want it to be a greater part of our Mitzvahs. And that way we up their value immensely. Now, we're going to continue in the Chavetz HaVavis now. B'avu ma sheyesh b'dav hazeh mizakus ha-matzponim. The idea here is we want to be able to have our insides clear, clean, pure. It should not be sullied. We want our inside to be completely in the mitzvah, completely for Hashem. The mitzvah should not be stemming from other motives besides avodas Hashem. Also, this we're going to be seeing, he's going to be putting a lot of stress on this. We want to remove from our mitzvahs any intent toward impressing people, any intent of pleasing people. This is something quite relevant because a lot of our mitzvahs can start turning into that. A lot of our mitzvahs can start turning into that, into people pleasing, into people impressing, etc. I'll just tell you right. I'll tell you now, just an example. Don't let the Mishleach Manas become a competition of class, right? Of, you know, this is a display of your classiness. Don't let it turn into that. Keep the focus of the Mishleach Manas that Hashem wants us to do a mitzvah. And you know what? Again, this is a Chavis HaVavis year. We're going to use Purim as an example. What should you be thinking when you're giving Mishleach Manas? What is the L'Shem Shemayim there? Here, the L'Shem Shemayim actually is to please people. You want to do it because that's what Hashem wants. The purpose of Mishleach Manas is L'harbois Ava V'achva V'shalim V'reus. It is to enhance our sense of Achdus. It's to enhance our camaraderie, our sense of togetherness. And therefore, when you're giving that Mishleach Manas, once again, don't just think, I'm doing Mishleach Manas as a social activity that happens to be the mitzvah of the day. But think of the purpose. The purpose is that Hashem wants me to connect to more Jews or to connect more intensely to the Jews I'm already connected to. When you're giving Mishleach Manas and when you're receiving Mishleach Manas, think of that. I want to grow closer to this Jew, and I'm doing it by exchanging gifts with him. Thereby, once again, you will be enhancing the value of that mitzvah by adding that kavana l'shem shamayim to it. Okay. We don't want our avoida, we don't want our mitzvahs to end up turning into ways of trying to curry favor with people. Like Eliyahu said, Al na'esa p'nei ish. Please, this is like he's putting forth a plea. I don't want to end up talking in a way that is just to please a person. I will not try to word things differently, sugarcoat things. So as to please people more, I'm going to say things as they are, even if they won't be pleasing to people. And he says this subject is going to divide into six discussions, which is each of the six chapters of this shah. Number one is, what is it? What's the concept of Yichud HaMaisa, of focusing what we're doing on Hashem? Hasheni, b'mayyeh, how do we do it? Hashlishi, b'eze maisa chayovim bay. Number three is, where do we have to apply it? Where is this relevant to? What must we do with intent with Shem Shammai? Seem like simplistic questions, but we'll see. These are profound discussions. B'ravi kama mine mafsida. The fourth discussion will be, what are the things that work against it? Achamishi. The fifth discussion will be, ich ofne al chokosom in ha-nefesh. Ad sheyitochen lem neyodam leyached kol maisa sheyasu l'shem okel. How do we work against those things that work against it? How do we counter those things in order to really bring ourselves to a place of doing everything solely for Hashem? Vashishi. And this discussion will cut, this shah will culminate with the discussion of that you should gain complete control of your thoughts in order to harness them into our avodas Hashem. Okay, we'll end here. Good night, Rabbi Yisai.
Good night. Thank you very much.